to start us off.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. It is June 3rd, 2020. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you please all rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence, with special honor to our first responders, EMS, and all healthcare workers who are dealing with the COVID situation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, first we have presentation of minutes from the May 20th, 2020 meeting.
I have one comment. You have
speak loudly into the microphone.
If you go to page 4, I just would like to see clarification. If you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, the 5th, there's one partial paragraph. Go down 4 more. Where it says Ms. Kohler, it starts with that. I would just clarify that it's not Mark's company, that it's his employer, because it looks like it's a company owned by Mark.
I have no problem with that.
I'm missing page 4. I probably don't have a problem with it, but
page 4, 6 is double. Should be double-sided copies.
Oh, that's why I'm
yeah, I think it's the copies that are in.
Yeah.
When he reads the minutes, they're like, wah.
Karen, did you catch that?
Yeah, please, thank you.
Yeah. I just saw it when I was...
I didn't
Karen,
catch that myself.
Karen, you did catch that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So with that amendment, any other comments? Minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of May 20th, 2020.
As amended. Second.
Roll call?
By committee woman.
Yes.
Yes.
Then we will have public comment limited to agenda items only. Just for the public, we will have a public hearing immediately after this for Ordinance 2020-05, the capital ordinance. So if you have comments to that, you can either do it now or at that public hearing. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
And now for anyone who dialed in, we've muted all the lines just for background control, but if you press star 6, you'll unmute yourself. Please identify yourself and make a comment at this time related to agenda items only. Hearing no one making a comment, is there a motion to close the public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
With that, we move on to Ordinance 2020-05, Capital Ordinance of the Township of Lebanon. This is to allocate funds that we put in our budget. We budgeted $700,000 this year for capital expenditures. This allocates $675,000 of that for a combination of road resurfacing, including a chip and seal program, acquisition of 2 pickup trucks for the Department of Public Works to replace trucks where you can start to see through the floorboards, a command vehicle, fire hose, turnout gear, and a major upgrade of the oldest ambulance in the fire department fleet, as well as a new police SUV in that regular rotation. Are there any comments from the committee before we open to public comment? With that, is there a motion to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2020-05?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
So at this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on Ordinance 2020-05, our capital ordinance, you'd need to press star 6 to unmute your phone.
Hearing no comments, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Make a motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2020-05, Capital Ordinance?
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2020-05, Capital Ordinance.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no resolutions on the agenda for tonight. So old business, as usual, we start with a COVID-19 update. And I'll start with a couple of things. At 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, we have a conference call with the governor's office for the three northern counties, Hunterdon, Warren, and Sussex County. A couple of things of note that came out on that. You might not have. It was very, very late this afternoon. The governor announced that they've released regulations for bars and restaurants to get their liquor licenses for outdoor use and outdoor seating and the like. Apparently overnight tonight those details will be coming out. And one of the clarifications that had been going back and forth, that's for the June 15th start date. In some cases, municipalities will need to approve those expansions. It turns out, from what they were able to tell us, that's only if the restaurant wants to use an existing sidewalk or close part or all of a road in front of their restaurant. Otherwise, the business, the restaurant bar owners, work directly through the state to get their ABC expanded. So we should get the word out to our restaurant and bar owners that they need to go through their ABC methods to get their special permits. I believe it would be from now until November, but it shouldn't require any action. Part of the reason I was wondering about that is our next meeting is June 17th. I wouldn't want to hold anybody up from a June 15th opening if we don't have to, but we'll be watching to see what those requirements and regulations are
They
come out tonight.
The one that I sent out that was, I guess, Raritan Township was very detailed. So I know it was almost like I was thinking by the time we got that done, they may open up, but I wasn't sure. So we don't have to do anything as a municipality.
That's the regulations are coming out tonight.
So
the verbal indication was not, unless somebody wants to use sidewalks, and I don't think sidewalks are a street, and I don't know that would apply to anybody.
I can't think of anybody.
We don't really have.
No, we don't have any sidewalks for any of them that I know.
So that's one. The other update that they gave, they said by mid to late next week they will be updating the indoor gathering rules, which came in. One of the reasons it comes into us is how many people could come to a municipal meeting. It also opens for all towns the ability to have a planning board meeting and board of adjustment meeting, which has not been allowed because the board itself is more than 10 people. They said that should be effective pretty much within a day or two of when that's announced by mid to late next week. So meetings starting late the second half of June should start to be possible. And this won't be just for municipalities. This will be for church gatherings and the like. And apparently, instead of being a specific number like 10, the way it is now, they said to anticipate it'll be a percentage of your fire occupancy of your room. No hint of whether that's 25% or 40%, but it'll be based on the size of the room, how many people you can have in the indoor gatherings. Another point of discussion, which they didn't have many answers to, but just to share with everyone. In the news, you may be hearing that New Jersey is looking to borrow from the Federal Reserve something like $5 billion to...
that's just the first part.
Well, they've already got the first part, but now another one that has to be passed through the state legislature, like another $5 billion. And in order to get that loan, it's at like 1 or 1.5% interest, 30-year type bond note, but they have to secure it against certain taxes. And the press, apparently there's a lot of talk that could be a special property tax assessment going across the whole state. Could also be attached to sales taxes. So they didn't say it wouldn't be a special property tax assessment, but they said it's not fully decided what that's going to be. So.
Now, see, I heard today 2.8%.
Maybe it was 2.8. It was
because they were talking about $50 million just in interest, I guess, in the first year or whatever, and that it could go as, like you're saying, $5 billion and then another, and now then there was, like, talk of another.
Yeah.
So, and that was DeMeo was talking about it, so I knew it was coming from a good source.
So basically they're going to take it one way or another.
Yeah, and part of that talk was like towns like every town in Hunterdon County, actually Hunterdon, Warren, Sussex, got no money so far. And so the question was, if you do a general property tax assessment, obviously we're paying for that.
Right.
The person from the governor's office was pointing out, but you're getting county services, you're getting state services, everybody's getting something from whatever we're paying. The point being that you know, in the next few months, we'll start to see how we're paying for all the economic hurt that's come from the COVID pandemic. With that, I think Jamie, our business administrator, will cover a little bit the business reopening, the building reopening.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now, I guess? Or?
Yeah, I can do that now. somebody gets it.
Actually, while you're doing that, I can tell you that as of Monday, our DPW was back on regular staffing. So 2.5 days into it, we're told by the supervisor that they're working, they're putting the guidance in place for disinfecting and social distancing, but they're back, and so we should start to see that production going forward.
Okay, and the past several Wednesdays, we had reopening meetings with myself, committeewoman Kohler, Mayor Schmidt, the clerk, Karen, DPW director, and now I included in the chief of police with the process. Some of the issues that we had were, you know, what type of guidelines we can get from the state and the county, which I called the county today. I spoke to the confidential aide. She's going to give me information for that. What I mean by guidelines for leave is somebody has COVID or somebody without COVID. What are the procedures? So then I created this. Well, I actually didn't create it. I took it from some towns. I took it from Tewksbury. The Lebanon Township COVID-19 Reopening Plan, Protective Measures, which I passed around today. And we've been going through that with the meetings that we have on Wednesdays. I spoke to the township attorney today, and he verified that he's okay with sending this out. I did make some changes to it that he recommended, but he said it's a go. So effective June 8th, we can officially open. We just needed to have a plan prior to opening and to open. If we didn't have this ready, then we wouldn't be able to open. So,
and just to clarify, when you're saying open, it's not open to the public.
No. So what happens in the plan, if you read into it, we start on June 8th for staff, but for the public, it's July 8th. We have to, in preparation of the public, because there's still some things that we have to safeguard here. And I shouldn't say safeguard, but things that we have to do to prepare for the public to come back in. And that might be a process as well. What I mean by that, on July 8th, we might say, okay, public can come back into that township buildings by appointment only. But this doesn't include the library, because that's covered by EO, executive order. And once the executive order is reversed, then the libraries will be able to open as well.
You call it a phased in.
Yeah, I think it's phased.
That's why the phased in people
right.
Realize, okay, it's partial.
And the attorney had no problem with the plans, because as we spoke today, it can change. Nothing's etched in stone, because you know the executive order can be, you know, another executive order could come. But he felt comfortable with the plan, and I felt comfortable with his opinion. So, I mean, he was going to speak on it tonight, but I know he's outside right now, but he'll come back in. So that's the first step. Then the other thing was, we have to, I did this a while ago, and it was so funny when we had our meeting. I didn't hand this out yet because this is still a work in process. It's subject to sick leave due to coronavirus. So basically, if you have well employees that are go on sick leave, or employees that are not well employees or sick employees. So I'm going to be working on this with the township attorney as well. We want to have this in place. And what I mean by that is, if somebody wants to quarantine or they don't want to come back in, well, there's a procedure of sick time that they would have to use their sick time and stuff like that. And then when you don't have a well employee, basically what that means is a person who's paid sick time for self-isolation, for quarantine, and then this falls on the supervisors. And an example would be, if I'm a supervisor, which, and I see somebody's nose is running, they're coughing, and I have a dry cough, It's all the stuff that the CDC says to look for in this COVID virus. And as a supervisor, I would say, listen, I would like you to go home and, get checked out and until further notice, not to return to work until, we know it's either COVID or it's something else. So this will be another policy that will be put in place. But I have to work on this with the township attorney because there's other guidelines like and this is what I would like to say because I know some of the concerns were what if somebody gets it, what's the process? Well, there is a process, and the process is that if somebody comes down with COVID, that's when you really would deal with it because you don't know you can't deal with something you don't know they have already. So, but there's things out there like the Family Leave Pandemic Act, and that's the federal government where that kicks in. Where if somebody has the COVID-19, okay, the township would be responsible to pay them for up to 80 hours. Then after they exhaust their 80 hours, then the state would kick in their COVID Family Leave Act for another 40 hours. They would get the township would have to pay. But after that, they have to use their sick time, with approval of the supervisors and stuff like that. And then after that, it would be disability. So there's a whole procedure that we're going to prepare. But that's something that you really would deal with when it happens. And hopefully it doesn't happen.
Right.
So what I would need tonight from the township committee is approving the plan so we can move forward and reopen on June 8th.
So unfortunately, it's a little short notice for everybody, but partly because these things keep changing.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But the summary of this is this is basically putting in a memo to our employees the CDC guidelines. It's telling them when they're in their own office, they don't need to wear a mask. If they're in the hallways, they should wear a mask, saying that the employees are responsible for wiping down doorknobs and things. We're responsible for providing the disinfectant.
It's been reviewed by our attorney as your
as township attorney. Him and I went over
attorney,
it.
Yeah.
We went over it several times, and there was a very minor change made in the transportation part where we require our employees to wear masks, and it's pretty much mandatory when you're driving together in a vehicle. It's mandatory that you wear a mask. And, but he was fine with it. And the fact is that this could... I was going to put in there that it's subject to change, but he said there's no need to put that in because if there's a change, you would have to change it anyway. And it is subject to change, and, we don't know. This might mean nothing in another few months. The governor might open everything up, and this procedure policy won't even be in effect.
I can make this motion based on the knowledge that we have in our attorney and administration's review. I think that this is a plan that we adopt for now, which could be changing it.
Right.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And just for the people on the phone, we're getting some background noise. If you could make sure your line is muted. Okay. Is that your full administrator's update for tonight, then?
Oh,
anything else?
Well, we're going to discuss the tax collector later, so that, and I'll see if there is anything else. Oh, I spoke to Chief Rottenberg today with regards to the policy and procedures and where we're at. I'm reviewing it, and the subcommittee is reviewing it. Instead of going to the township attorney now, we would put whatever they get done reviewing it, we put our heads together and we go one shot and save money for the township. So nothing against you, Matt, even though you're not here, but
Tara's on.
I know. Okay, well, that's all right. So the fact is that once he's anxious to get that done. I did speak to our DPW director with regards to the opening on June 1st. He said everything went smooth. We had discussions about ordering. Ordering supplies for the COVID-19. So, he's going to, whatever supplies he can get, he's going to get for the township, actually for the DPW. Because, and I have out right now, I'm waiting for emails back from two companies with cloth masks. But this one company sells everything, all disinfectants and everything like that. So, once they contact me, I'm going to send that over to Joanne to get an account with them. Just to have an account, and in type of an emergency, then, you know, we can get the supplies that we need. I also, with regards to the ionizer, the township committee asked me to go back to the QPA to discuss the ionizer and, you know, do we need to actually go out and give three quotes. And basically what he says is that, and, you know, you do not need to obtain other quotes since it's under the quote threshold, which, you know, which is that's the state statute I read the other meeting. And plus, since it's COVID related, it could be purchased under those provisions, and that's what we'll do. We'll designate it for the COVID-19 because that was one of the things that triggered the ionizer for the air quality and for, I guess that's what it is. I mean, I'm not
correct
an HVAC, and it can kill germs. And as you know, we're being proactive in that sense. So I felt comfortable, and I actually sent them another email with regards. Tell them that I'm going to process it. If you have any further objections, please let me know now. And he had none. So,
okay.
And I think I told you things add up in my head as I go. Okay, that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
I should have asked, did anybody else have any old business? Otherwise, we have no new business on the agenda, but there are
that?
Two things that have come up. Somebody is
got music in the background.
Some kind of rodeo going on.
Nope, no, it's back on.
I do have one. A donor came forth for the banner, so there won't be any charge of $95 to the township. So.
Very nice. So new business. Two things have come in since the agenda. One, you see in your packet, I think, a memo from Joanne Fasinelli regarding scheduling the electronics recycling. Dates have gotten pushed back. The one weekend that she now has available is November 14th. She would propose using the company we've used previously, and their price remains the same at $1,750 and $20 per item containing Freon. They provide a crew for that purpose. Would we like to approve?
I don't think there's a holiday or anything around that time.
No, it's like 2 weeks before. It's a week after the election, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so that's probably perfect time.
Shouldn't be bad weather. And we don't have many choices. So. Would there be a motion to schedule electronic recycling on November 14th?
I'll make that motion to reschedule electronic recycling on November 14th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then an item that came in just in the last, I'd say, hour and a half. Every year we've been doing a well test program, which was, I believe, scheduled in May and had to be canceled. I don't know, Mark, if you even saw this email yet. Raritan Headwaters, our partner who does this with us, sent out an email through Catherine Koch on the Environmental Open Space Commission that they've redesigned their procedures, so they now use a van, and they're asking if we could schedule it in our park. Their van comes apparently on a Wednesday. Residents pick up the kit, go home, come back within an hour or two, and then it's all contactless following CDC guidelines. There's a range of dates that were offered. My proposal, I think starting in August, my proposal would be that we let Catherine and the EOSC determine with Raritan Headwaters whatever date works if we're willing to have that in the park.
I don't see a reason why we can't have it in the park.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's usually right in front of the building here.
It's usually done in this building, and that was the access problem that stopped it, so to avoid all of that, they come with a van, they set up in the park.
So then EOSC doesn't need any, but normally EOSC mans it too.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we would still help. I assume we'd still help man it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You know, get the measuring stick out and measure the 6 feet out.
That too.
Put things on your hands. Pool noodles.
I'd say leave it to EOSC. If they are still going to need to support it or man it or do something with it, then let's leave it in their hands to coordinate it. But I don't see a problem with it being used in the park.
Is that a motion?
I'll make that motion then.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 As long as they let us know, because we'll have to get in the newsletter. And
Well, I don't think it'll make it. It may not make it to the newsletter.
Get on the website.
Yeah. Can you guys speak into the mic? Sorry about that. I mean,
okay.
So I can pick up. Gentlemen, excuse me.
Any other new business anyone would have?
If not, then we're up to presentation of vouchers.
Okay. I only have one that applies, and it's the payment to the Lebanon Township Board of Education, $1,721,166.65, and that's for the May school tax.
I have one for Karen Newman related to the summer newsletter website maintenance for March, April, May, and our website registration fee of $1,020.18. I also have for the open space acquisition to Viola Giaquinto, a 2-acre portion of her property to provide trail connectivity, purchase price of $8,800. Also related to that, as part of the contract, we are paying her attorney's fees in the amount of $1,500. That's to Guy Wilson, Esquire.
I have none that apply.
I have one for Quest Environmental Engineering Service. This is for the finalization of Station 1, the amount for $2,077.50. Hopefully that'll be the last time we have to put any money out. I also have one here for the Lebanon Township Fire Department. This is through 50% of their annual appropriation in the amount of $40,000.
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second. Total voucher amount of $922,624.41.
Sorry. I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And correspondence. We have one.
I don't have much to add to curator's report other than today or yesterday they have made a unique discovery, and I think we ought to pay attention to their website in the near future. They will put an educational video out. It's not ready yet. That's all I would say. I don't want to take the thunder away from them. So it's just a unique discovery. That's all I'll say.
Do you know when
found
it'll
in
be
our museum?
Let's hope it's not a scam.
Do you know when it will be posted?
Shortly, in the next few days. Okay? Thank you.
And if there's no other correspondence, we would now open to public comment for any comment that a person would like to make. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if you're on mute on the system, either your own mute, but on the system, press *6. Please identify yourself and the road you live on, and then the floor would be yours. Hearing no one trying to make a public comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We will be going into executive session.
James.
We have two items, a personnel matter related to our tax collector position and our CWA collective bargaining update. No action is anticipated after this, so that would be resolution 42-2020. Is there a motion for 42-2020 for executive session?
We'll make a motion for 42-2020 for executive session.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.